The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 9th of March, 2026, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green, CGBE. That's right, CGBE. In honor of my grandnephew, Camden Green, who has once again moved forward to the National Spelling Bee competition. I today am Aaron Green, conqueror of the Grand Bahama Empire. That's me. I did that. I mean, Camden did that. See, but you see how it's with his family. So if he did it, I did it. Right? That, isn't that how it works, sir, Prime Minister? If you did it, we did it, right? If you did it, we did it. Or at the very least, you did it for us, right? Like, really for us. See, because that's the greatest concern. For most people, the greatest concern is what are the benefits, advantages for the Bahamian citizen? Not the Bahamian treasury. Not the Bahamian Consolidated Fund, not the Bahamian cabinet, not the governing administration, not the political class. What are the real benefits for Bahamians? See how we know that this is another incomplete conversation? It's just one of many incomplete conversations where we are begged, demanded of, to celebrate and hear, right? Except nobody ever, at the end of the day, sits down and says to the Bahamian people, now that this new policy has been enacted, now that this new law has been enacted, now that this new sector regime has been enforced, here is what is expected of the average Bahamian. Here's what you are expected to do to ensure the success or the efficacy of this policy shift. So that's how we know it's not for us. Because if it were for us, if we mattered, at some point you would feel it necessary to tell us what we are required to do to ensure the success of this movement. That's all. A number of people have reached out to me to say something very simple. We don't care who won or who lost once the burden is not left on the residents of Grand Bahama. One resident said it clearly, listen, things may not be things, but I don't think anybody in Freeport wants Freeport to be managed the way that central government manages the rest of the country. These are the things that ordinary Bahamians are thinking about. Anyway, at the same time, we're thinking about the future for these young people. And what these young people require. See, they're doing their part. They're learning. They're growing. They're performing beyond expectation. They're preparing themselves, right? They're preparing themselves to take on the leaders. But we're not helping them because at the national level, at the state level, at the political level, we are not having coherent conversations. That's all. We are not building an environment in which young people can develop functional literacy. most of the people who have been framed as opponents, as enemies, as those who are opposed to all this good and right in the world, have simply been asking for one thing in this Grand Bahama story. Show us the rationale for your policy decisions. Show us a business plan. Show us where you forecast the financial and legal and structural implications of the decisions made and the new policy regime constructed. That's all. That's it. So, as we celebrate International Women's Day, which is March 8th, today, I bring you On the Clock with Erin Green, CGB, conqueror of the Grand Bahama Empire. Because what could a woman not do except be a man? That's all. That's it. That's all. And quite frankly, some of y'all are struggling, but we are always here to help. So we got lots to talk about this morning. First question, I've seen a flyer floating around for a beloved pooch called Brownie Barkus. Brownie Barkus. Is Brownie Barkus the name of the dog that was tragically killed this weekend? We got lots of questions about that. Another segment, Girls Gone Wild and Other Traffic Incidents on International Women's Day. Another segment, did those men commit a crime in their work uniforms? A headline that I thought was important, teen stabbing victim dies in hospital. And maybe we go back to that headline, UB study examines link between social norms and aggression in relationships. Why? Because I thought, you know, after watching the video, most of us have seen it by now, and the video should have a trigger warning in front of it. And that's a warning that you put to let the reader or the viewer know that they may see something sensitive or something that may disturb them. It's an attempt to prepare them for what it is they're about to watch, right? And I have a whole lot of questions about that. And I went into the law books and did some research on the Animal Protection and Control Act 2010. Now, I'm not sure if there is an amendment, if there's an amendment since 2010. But you see, the way that our laws are listed online, if you are not able to access, like the ULaw, if you're not able to access a law library, then God help you. Then God help you trying to make sense of how laws are presented online. It's almost as if they don't care whether you understand the law or not, despite the fact that the law itself says ignorance is no excuse. So we're going to talk a bit about that as well. It turns out that the officer in question and the actions taken in the video may be well within the law, right? So we could walk through that a bit as well. And then, of course, the papers are hot, hot, hot. So make sure you grab your Nassau Guardian. Got to get that today. And the first stop is the education section. Take a look at these young people. See if you know any of them. And if you do, you can call the family and show them your support and let those young people know thinking about them and you sending them prayers, light, and love. But when we get into the Guardian headlines, GBPA, we're not liable to government. Pintard says an FNM government would enforce review provision of HCA. Animal rights activists disgusted after viral video shows officer killing a dog. And then, of course, today's Tribune, they had no reason to shoot the dog. That's a quote. The front page. Officials seek extensions after missing disclosure deadline. teen, one of two men fatally stabbed in Grand Bahama over weekend. An FNM leader promises full implementation of Ombudsman and Freedom of Information Act. There's so much to look at. The first thing I'm interested in is whether there is a formal statement from the Ministry of National Security in relation to the killing of the dog. See, there were formal statements made by the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. Yesterday, there were two statements released, and we're still waiting for a statement from the Minister of National Security. I'm not sure if it's embedded. Like, right, comments were included in another story, but it's very important. I want to read the statement that was sent out by Bahamas Department of Correction Services. On Friday, the 6th of March, 2026, while the Department of Corrections was laying to rest the late retired Andrew Sayers, and the funeral procession was north on Soldier Road, an unfortunate incident occurred when a corrections officer shot one of two dogs who appeared to me charging at the department's canines. Subsequently, one of the dogs died from its injuries. The Department of Corrections have valued the lives of animals having a fond for dogs, and as such has created a canine department where all of the dogs are treated humanely. These canines play a pivotal role in protecting the staff, residents, and by extension, the society. The Commissioner of Corrections is fully aware of this incident, which is presently being investigated. Now, this is not the first statement that was issued. I'm not sure if it is the first one. The first statement I read never actually indicated why or what happened, what led to the dog's death. The statement was revised, and a second statement was released. So I will say thank you for releasing your second statement, but we need to do some work on our communications team at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. We need to do something with the communications teams across the board. Can anybody tell me where the crime reports for 2026 have been uploaded to the Royal Bahamas Police Force's website yet? We are in March. We are in March. And we're still waiting. So, we had a statement from the Grand Bahama Humane Society. We had a statement from the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, who all ask us to err on the side of caution, moderate our commentary, and wait for the results of a full investigation. But we still need to hear from the Minister of National Security. And I have, or at least the ministry, I have some questions I think that should be asked. One of the first questions is, if the agency had planned a funeral procession on that route, did anybody from the agency surveil the route? Like, if you knew you were including canine officers, right, the dogs themselves, on the procession, did you surveil the area and determine, one, whether any homeowners needed to be alerted ahead of time to ensure that their animals were secured properly? Did you liaise with the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and their relevant agencies to determine a rough assessment of the number of stray animals in the area to make a sound determination whether canine officers, the dogs, could be included on the procession? See, because if they're stray dogs, right? If they're stray dogs, then you should not include the canine dogs on the procession. What we saw, I think, while it may be within the scope of the law, was completely and totally unnecessary. Why didn't officers, observing that there were untethered animals ahead of them, why didn't they cross the road? Let's look at the text line for a second. Texas said the name of the dog involved in the incident is Tramp, and here is a second text. The name of the dog, another texter says, and producer, let's prep that caller. Caller coming to you in a second. The name of the dog that was killed was named Trump. This was reported on this morning. Trump was quite frankly assassinated, in my opinion. Aaron, police and officers can't write or speak. You want them communicate properly. They can barely write an incident report. I had to correct multiple spelling and grammatical errors in a statement I made that they wrote. You want them communicate properly. So a couple of points here. The texter is very frank on the border of, you didn't have to be that blunt. We're going to go to the call, and then we're going to go back to that text. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
So we see now that these laws aren't actually meant to solve all ends and odds and ends, because we actually see this in real time.
Well,
it's impossible for a law to justify what has been done. We know, let's think about it this, at a grassroots level, the consequences of that interaction between the pot cake and the trained dog would not gone up as far as it would have taken him to take the life of the dog. We know that. Culturally, mm-hmm. We know that. But because of this overarching protection of abuse of power, it goes deep. I don't want to go too deep with it, but it's a reflection of what is going on with all of the forces, the armed forces today.
All right.
Straight from customs to the Armed Defense Force.
Let's stick a pin.
I think we need to analyze this on a deeper level and a social level.
All right, Don't go.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Because you said something there, I think, that we need to step into for a second, right? You used the term, it highlights the overarching culture of disregard for in our systems, right? I think there's something more nuanced than that going on. And I think that a lot of officers have come up in a structural culture that betrays them and renders them on the wrong side of the thin line of the law, right?
So they lose their humanity because of they're trying to abuse of power against them.
Because of a misperception of the operation of authority within the service, right? And all services. Our uniformed officers behave as if many of them, they are the law, not as
correct.
If they are vessels who have had authority vested in them to uphold the law. See, their interpretation of authority, I think, is where the problem lies. And you see the story today, we can move back and forth through the stories. Officials seek extensions after missing disclosure deadline, right? Mm. There is a misperception of what authority vested means.
Yes.
And so I think the vast majority of people in a system, right, are then pushed to the wrong side of the law by the very system. And because everybody is in that system, there's nobody to step up and say, hey, no, the minister is wrong. No, the PS is wrong. I mean,
Aaron,
yeah, I can let you go now. Yes, sir.
Another note, too. On the other end of the spectrum, but still kind of abuse of power with the situation we had with the gentleman who was caught on camera trying to solicit the bribe.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they are in the system, that they know that the system, because if we go to the States, take for example, as bad as we talk about the cops, you talk to that gentleman nicely, he'll give you a fair warning. Over here, have you ever gotten a warning from a police officer? Maybe once in a lifetime, like a get-out-of-jail-free card. But it's still the same thing there in the system. They said, hey, we don't make enough money to do this. We know this is unjust, but we still have to do our jobs, and there's nothing we could do about it. But I think we should push for reform because people need to know that they can lobby to their MPs to change these type of laws so we don't have to go to this extent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Ma. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. Absolutely. We're still in this counter. We're still sort of stuck in the counterculture, right? And the counterculture is sort of like this. There was a point when we weren't in charge. Pre-majority rule, we were not in charge. Everything was unfair. The whole world acknowledged that there is an unfairness, right? Half of the world thought that that unfairness is how God made it. White people just have a natural advantage over black people, and that's what God intended. Now that we are in charge, though, now that we are in charge, we have the power to right the wrongs. We no longer have to shortcut around them. We can right them. Yeah? So when former officer in charge of road traffic, at the time in his capacity as officer in charge of road traffic, on Morning Blend said, yeah, we told the government to do it the opposite way. They didn't do it the way that we recommended they do it. We're not enforcing that law. Right? And now everybody, the judges, the magistrates, the chief senior officials in the country, the cabinet ministers' cars, the MP cars, the corps diplomat cars, the high commission cars, the taxis. They just do whatever they want. So you're telling me that the taxi union does not have the weight, the political and economic strength to lobby the government to put up signs where they could turn left on red? And the taxi drivers would turn right on red so much at Shirley and Mackey Street. See, it's just laughable. Somebody took down the light at Shirley and Mackey Street again. I was being easy. I didn't mention that the light was off for over a week, almost a week. Somebody took down the traffic signal at Shirley and Mackey Street again. I beg. Y'all don't have CCTV in that area? It's getting jokey. So back to the text. I almost got arrested about 30 years ago because I was trying to give a statement to the officer and I couldn't sign it because what he wrote was so far from what I told him. I wouldn't sign it. He threatened to have me locked up. That's why, but here's the more important point. How could the Ministry of National Security be telling us that perhaps we need to lower the criteria for entering the armed forces? How could you look us in our faces and tell us you are lobbying to have the criteria for entry into the uniformed forces lowered from 5 BJCs to 3 BJCs? As a text, Aaron, we Bahamians really need to use our signals much more when driving. It's ridiculous and crazy how much our people don't signal. I think there needs to be a national signaling week. Road traffic and insurance companies should help push this. Do you know there are devices that you can have installed in your car that will monitor what you do with your car? And insurance companies in developed jurisdictions use that to monitor and to assess, right, the viability of maintaining people as clients? The technology exists. But again, when I see magistrates and judges and corps of diplomat cars and high commission cars, right? And when I see red plates and taxis and everybody all over New Providence driving without a turn signal, and it's people I know, you know. I'd be in the car with them, you know. I don't think that I have isolated myself and I talk about y'all people. I know these people. Nobody, but here's my thing. If the caveat is buyer beware, right? Why would I hire somebody to do work for me who can't even figure out when, why, and how to turn signal. Here's a text. Good morning. What I saw appeared to be deadly force, not justifiable force. Here's a text. That's careless. They're seen walking with their firearms holstered. Oh, this you said unholstered. I didn't see unholstered. Walking casually. What if a child was walking in that direction and the officer is now computing, I have a canine by my side, my firearm is unholstered, there are dogs barking, seemingly coming like they're going to attack. A lot is going for him to make a sound judgment. What if can always soothe the situation? Those dogs weren't an imminent threat. They were in their yard. Their tails weren't hinged under their stomachs. They were wagging it. Where in Nassau can you walk and you don't meet potcakes barking at you? That's not justified. In addition, the canines are supposed to be trained to withstand outside distraction. The canines were very well trained. They did not seem to be bothered at all by the approaching dogs. Very well trained dogs. Good morning. I've had personal encounters with those dogs, and they do bark and come up to you. The owner says they won't do you anything, but I'm still hesitant because the dogs are not familiar with me. So his ferret, he takes for granted and believed that everyone should not feel threatened. I got so bad, I just stay in the car, and the owner always tried to press me to come out the car because I am uneasy about it. See, okay, this is a good text as well. So, if we go into the law, right? We're going to go into the Animal Protection and Control Act. This is the one that I found. It says list of authorized pages 1 through 43, LRO 1-2017. So I'm not sure if this is the 2010 Act or if this is an amendment that was made in 2017 or prior. At large, these are definitions. At large refers to an animal not confined in the premises, vehicle, or receptacle of the owner or keeper, and not under the immediate, effective, and continuous control of a responsible and competent person, or in the case of horses or dogs, not tethered by means of a leash, cord, or chain. Cruelty means an act of commission or omission by which unnecessary or unjustifiable pain or suffering is caused, permitted, or allowed to continue when there is reasonable remedy or relief. Dangerous animal means an animal that, A, without justification, attacks a person or domestic animal causing physical injury or death. B, behaves in a manner that a reasonable person would believe poses an unjustified imminent threat of serious injury or death to one or more persons or domestic animals. C, is used for animal fighting or other illegal activity. Or D, escalates behavior that caused it to be adjudicated as an at-risk animal. So, without justification, attacks a person or domestic animal causing physical injury or death. Dangerous dog refers to any attack-trained dog, a dog that has bitten, inflicted injury upon, assaulted, or otherwise attacked a human being or domestic animal without provocation on private or public property, or a dog with a known propensity or disposition to attack or otherwise endanger the safety of human beings or domestic animals. Means a yard, pen, kennel, cage, or corral enclosed by a material of sufficient height and or appropriate strength, dimensions, and stability to continue a specified animal or animals in a secure and humane manner and approved by the animal control warden. Okay, let's stick a pin there, right? I'm thinking of the video in my mind, and I'm looking at Soldier Road, and I was informed they were going from either Restview to Woodlawn, or Woodlawn to Restview, right? Either way. So there are portions of that road that have sidewalk, and there are portions of the road that don't have sidewalk. Were the officers, was the procession taking place on the sidewalk? On the side of the road where there is sidewalk? Was the procession moving on the main road, on the sidewalk, or on somebody's property? When the law says that the first 10 feet of the property belong to the government, is this a particular circumstance that the law envisioned? See, we talk about public infrastructure, like the first 10 feet of the property should be accessible for the installation of light poles or stop or street signs, right, or other public infrastructure. But does that mean that the 10 feet becomes sidewalk? Right? I'm supposed to have a contained yard, but if I don't, are people actually walking in my yard when there is no sidewalk? See, I think the most important thing is a statement from the Ministry of National Security. Like I said, I had some other questions. Why would the officers have their weapons for a funeral procession? Just asking. Why would they have their weapons for a funeral procession? And if there are security concerns, why not engage or employ the service of the Royal Bahamas Police Force to protect officers while they are engaged in the procession? Producer, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Aaron, in respect to that incident involving the dogs, it shows, I mean, every day, every week, it seems as if that some law enforcement official is doing something stupid. It's just, I mean, and I'm looking at it from the public, looking at them. It has to be stupid. And I believe anything could come out of it. But I believe if had this been in a developed country where you have these animal rights people, you remember Michael Vick? Michael Vick lost over $90 million, did jail time. He went bankrupt for abusing a dog, being cruel to animals. But this gentleman is in uniform.
Hold on, pause though. That's not what he was convicted of, though. Remember, he lost $90 million because he allowed said behavior to take place on his property, even though they could not prove that he was involved in the activity that they caught, right? That they observed.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at it, that's even worse. You know, but my point is, and I'm going to sit in uniform, and it speaks to a deeper issue in terms of what he would do in front and without any camera or being around or being recorded. And I'm sure this is not the first time someone he behaved like this towards an animal or someone.
We can't say who, well, come on, let's be easy. Let's be very careful let's be careful how we say it, right? Because I think what's a more reasonable thing to say, right, is that after assessing the video several times, it would not be unreasonable to question whether this represents
enough,
a pattern of behavior.
One can easily draw this conclusion that,
yeah, just but
that it may not be his first time.
Right, because I think that we may actually need to focus on institutional culture, right?
Right.
That drives behavior as opposed to attempting to, right? Like, I don't think that we're dealing with sociopaths and psychopaths, right? I think we're dealing with people in systems that have gone so far from their intended purpose. Like I say, most people in the system end up on the wrong side of the line that they suppose.
That is true, but you really believe that anything is going to come out of it?
I'm concerned that we don't have a statement from the Ministry of National Security right away. So I appreciate your critique there. There should be a statement right away.
I don't think it's going to happen, and I believe that we need to look at. But they always like to use this analogy, Aaron, that they come from among us, as if it means anything to me. They may have come from among us, but then the politicians come from among us. Everybody come from among us. So that ain't a good analogy to use or example to use when we have situations like this. But we hope that something is materialized out of it, and we look at protecting the... I mean, we don't protect children enough, but just look at how we protect
Now we...
And see.
Now we're heading in the right direction, right?
So I look at that, too. That's why I believe, as a childhood activist, that nothing is going to happen out of it, because children suffered worse things, and nothing much would have happened over the years, in my mind.
Yeah, there you go. And thank you. And thank you for allowing me to walk through it differently, right? I think what we're seeing is deeper than an individual officer's actions. I think we're looking at systems that are deteriorating in the worst ways, right? I got a caller. I want to go through more sections of the act. Because like I said, I suspect that the officer still remains within the scope of the law, you know, even though what we saw is unfathomable, untenable, and intolerable. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hi, everyone. Aaron, you know, there's a problem with those dogs because I had an incident just a week ago. My grandson went to that water school store, and he's an inoculated car right off at the gas station. And he was attacked with some pit bulls. Some people said the pit bulls running wild in the body. He was very frightened. The lady had to save his life. You know, and people just don't care from what I understand. Every time here in the news, someone gets invited to talk by these pit bulls. And nobody don't seem to have them licensed or what they are since then.
Yeah. I think you're pointing toward where we should be focused, right? Which is the gate systems have fallen apart so much that we have been left with this circumstance, right? Why didn't officers surveil the area to determine the risk for canine officers and other officers, right, including canines on the patrol? Why? And then we have a broader problem. We know that we have a stray dog problem in this country, and we know we have an uncontrolled dog problem, which is these dogs have owners. Somebody observed their birth. They have people who will feed them from time to time or feed them every day. Why aren't the services more effective? Because here are the typical victims, right? There's a term, but here are the people most vulnerable in this issue. Women, children, disabled people, people with mobility issues, poor people who have to walk everywhere they go and catch bus. These are the people who are most vulnerable in this circumstance. So poor women who cannot afford a car and still menstruate every month, and have to walk the roads, have to pray that they don't encounter stray and wild animals.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
And when I drive around the town, I notice a lot of pit bulls running around now.
Mm-hmm. And mixes, mutts. A pit bull is a breed that's valuable. People tend not to neuter them or spay them because they see the potential of generating income from it. But we also don't properly assess the intelligence of our dogs. You know how many dogs I know who could sneak out their owner yard and their owner have no idea they're doing it or how they're doing it? And these dogs get out, impregnate other dogs, and scoop right back in the yard.
That's true. Well, there's a few dogs. You need to make sure
they're
all responding
to the dog. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron CGBE Green. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call crime. Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about it. And if you get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, hey. Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver, hey, 'cause she is a fighter. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green, CGBE. Let me tell y'all something. I got a text here. I don't know whether I'm upset or I am tickled. It says, good day. You talking about dogs or people's husbands? And I've never seen anybody throw shade at International Women's Day in such a savvy way. Listen, I'm going to need you to use your powers for good and not for evil. Go join the government service right away. And please put some of that intelligence and acumen, mothers with, to work for the country. What a text. Here's another text. Good morning, Miss Green. I saw a dog that was not in an enclosure along that same road to Woodlawn attack a mother with a child in a stroller. Had her husband not protected his family by taking off his belt and swinging it to fight off the attacking dog, I fear what would have happened. No one apparently said the dog was theirs, but that it was not in an enclosure. The dog was apparently well kept. If a person is not in this situation, it's unwise to judge the persons involved. It was a shocking scene. Okay, Texter, listen, we work so well. First of all, we're not talking about ordinary people here. We're talking about uniformed officers, members of the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services, who have been authorized to carry and use guns. These are not ordinary citizens anymore. Like I said, we started off the show by saying that these officers may be well within the scope of the law, all right? But there are questions that we need to ask, because it appears as if, and it's not unreasonable to speculate, that this may have been an unnecessary killing. See, there are procedures. There are killing with dangerous dogs, and there are procedures for disposing of dangerous and unwanted animals. Those procedures are laid out in law. See, what we're talking about is slightly nuanced. We're talking about our understanding of having authority vested in us. Right? See, the people who are most vulnerable to this issue of uncontrolled dogs, poor people who walk, children who walk everywhere they go, particularly young girls who begin menstruating, poor women who are pedestrians primarily while they are menstruating, the elderly, people with mobility issues, right? We are not moving to protect those people. And we're concerned about the actions we saw in the video. And we could juxtapose those and ask, right? Was force warranted, justified, merited? Although the dog obviously holds the burden because it is now dead, who is responsible for the officers not identifying that there's sidewalk from Prince Charles to Woodlawn on the other side of the road, and they could have potentially avoided the dogs if they used the side of the road with the sidewalk? Or if they had surveilled the area, they may have made a determination that no canine should be used on the procession and should be transported to the gravesite, right? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was listening and just trying to get in. Right, I appreciate your overview and juxtaposing old people and vulnerable people. We saw many instances in which young children and people who are vulnerable were attacked by stray dogs in the inner city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. But, you know, I always said that we need new ordinances. This is one. But people don't understand, but ordinances are multifaceted. And so when you allow to park on the sidewalks, have dogs running around at people, but having them without, you know, when you go to the human society, adopt a dog, they ask if you have an enclosed yard, you know.
Yeah, you can't get
that's
one
like
without it.
Requisites, because they have a way of solving this problem. I have four dogs, one is deceased, and I have four licenses hanging up in the shop.
Uh-huh.
And so the police, like, if they come, they'll say, well, if your dogs are licensed, because they're quick, they shoot. All right? And so even if there's not a dispute, so I'll remind the officer who discharged the firearm and killed the dog that there was a CID guy named Butler who I watched shot a Doberman Pinscher, what am I, 61? About 35 years ago, maybe more than that. And he shot the dog for nothing, just being authoritarian. And he himself was shot sometime later in some dubious circumstances that they will never want to solve. I don't, because who involved?
Let's not talk about that.
But see, the problem is with us. We are a coward society. We don't want to speak and confront real problems, even as it relates to the injustices that push for us, even amongst themselves. So, you know, we are all living in secrecy, and we are all hypocrites. So as it relates to the shooting, I wouldn't say the officer is completely incorrect. I mean, wrong. And so I don't think he should be fired, but he should be counseled. But they are overly ecstatic in shooting animals, and I've seen it. And so for the gentleman who called you previously and said that he's seen pit bulls astray, and that's a very much a fact. So obviously with pit bulls and mixed dogs being astray, the thing is, what I didn't hear anybody talking about, I grew up with dogs all my life, all right? Dogs prey on fear. So if you are a person, you fear them, they will tend to attack you. So the owner of the dog, the onus is on him. And so, the onus is on him because I have dogs and nobody can say they see them in the road. As a matter of fact, if somebody see them, they'll say, well, he's out, and they know it's my dog. It's because that's just how responsible I am with them. And so the type of breeds they are, too.
I got another caller, 52.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bless. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Sure, Ms. Green, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, hey, I want you to do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Stop calling the poor people poor, please. You say less unfortunate or something else. That sounds so negative. You're breeding poverty on people.
No. Not breeding poverty on people. Policies do that.
No, but let's refrain from calling poor people poor people. Let's say less unfortunate. I just call gay people liberal.
Not me.
I
call them wenches. You don't see my shirt today. You don't see my shirt today? Listen, it's important, right, to use the language of the system so you could understand where you fit in it. I's a poor people, too. Do you know that you's a poor people, too?
Ms. Green, remember when I used the word mango in a very negative term, right? Remember you correct me with
that? It wasn't negative. It was just inappropriate for the forum that we were speaking in. It wasn't negative. Okay, so When we look at the provisions of the law, like Part 5 of the Act, Control of Dogs and Other Animals, Section 23 says, roaming animal offense. The keeper of an animal who permits that to roam commits an offense, provided that it shall be a defense to any prosecution under this section that the keeper took all reasonable precautions to prevent the animal from roaming and that it roamed without his or her knowledge and consent. Right? Control of dangerous dogs and other animals is Section 26. Section 10 is animals prohibited from being at large, right? So there's liability that the owner of the dog, if the dog, in fact, has owner, the owner of the dog must hold. But surely, the agency involved could have taken steps to prevent or to render it as least likely as possible. And I'm sure the grammar there was incorrect, that this would happen. I think that we just need to ask ourselves a few questions. Are we taking seriously uniformed forces, the cultures within the uniformed forces? Do we understand how they impact a broader society? I don't know if y'all old people know, but the young people, they have a joke, right? They have a joke, a series, like a whole trope about dating and marrying uniformed officers. And we need to stop ignoring it. Right? But here's another part of my concern. I don't know if things are things at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services, right? First, we have a story that judges are sending, the courts are sending or trying to send inmates back to the prison because they're not suitably prepared for court. Their uniforms are not washed because they have a problem with the washing machines. And I have a quote here where the officer in charge says, well, you know, once the new budget comes, we can buy new washing machines. And then I'm hearing, I've not verified the story for myself, but I'm hearing that a building was recently opened that was built by prisoners, and it could be a washhouse. I ain't sure. But you know what I did see? I saw a video. I saw pictures purportedly taken at Fish Fry. In one of the pictures is a truck with prisoners on the back of it. How I know they're prisoners? In the white and black stripe uniform. It turns out that somebody responsible for the prisoners stopped to take pictures with a creator on the fry. The Fish Fry. The Arawaki. That one. There. Stop to take pictures with a content creator, not a movie star, you know, not an NBA star, not an astronaut who gone to the International Space Station and orbit the Earth. An internet content creator with the prisoners on the back of the truck. See, the officer in the commission of, you know, in drawing his weapon and discharging it resulted in the death of the dog. All of that may still be well within the scope of the law. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't ask the question, what's going on at BDOCS? What is going on at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services? A statement. It is required, a statement. Not just addressing what happened, but addressing everything that did and didn't happen that led up to that circumstance. A real response. Reflecting real critical interrogation. And whoever wrote those press statements, just get them some classes, man. That's all. We're not firing, we're not chastising. Get continuing education classes for your staff. Please. They deserve it. We deserve it. And it turns out you actually have a constitutional obligation to ensure the humane treatment of those prisoners. And if your staff is so functionally illiterate that they don't understand the rules that guide them in the performance of their duty, then nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. You guys have a great day as we celebrate International Women's Day. This is Erin Green, CGBE, Gay Wench, because we'll fix you. Happy International Women's Day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.